On the morning of September 11th, 2001, Aziz Hassan woke up bright and early, heading out the door with a skip in his step. He drove to three different New York City post offices in search of a new postage stamp commemorating the Muslim holiday Eid. His final stop was the North Tower of the World Trade Center. At 8:46 a.m., he heard what he would later describe as a sonic boom. 102 minutes later, the North Tower collapsed, leaving Hassan, a lucky escapee, covered in dust and grime. Even now, debris from the towers remains trapped beneath his eyelids. September 11th is a day that Aziz Hassan will never forget. However, it is also a day that I will never remember. I was 18 months old on September 11th, 2001, and my knowledge of the event has come through the harrowing stories of my elders, documentaries, news articles, and, yes, history textbooks. I have learned that on that fateful Tuesday morning, terrorists hijacked four planes and crashed them into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. This resulted in the deaths of nearly 3,000 people and the deployment of troops for the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. But this is what the history books will not tell you about September 11th. From the ashes of the World Trade Center arose a sense of unity that America has not seen since. Then President George W. Bush responded immediately and forcefully, earning a 90% approval rating, one of the highest in American history. Typically contentious lawmakers stood together on the steps of the Capitol, singing God Bless America. And we the people vowed never to allow terrorism to destroy the American spirit. September 11th, 2001 is this century's version of Pearl Harbor, a rare moment in our history in which unity prevailed over the tragedy of what had occurred and the divisions that typically exist in our country. For just an instant, we were not Democrats and Republicans, not libertarians and liberals, not African Americans or Asian Americans. We were just Americans. But sadly, unlike the generation that united on 9/11, my generation has never experienced national unity. Our hope for the future relies on the knowledge that we are more similar than we are different. It depends on our ability to come together, even when internal strife and external enemies seek to divide us. Yet today, even standing for the national anthem is a divisive issue. Fortunately, 9/11 survivors such as Aziz Hassan are trying to keep the legacy of that day alive. Since September 11th, Hassan has brought people of all walks of life together, working with Jewish teenagers to promote an understanding of religious intolerance and encouraging Muslim Americans to create a more positive view of Islam. He even became the president of his local school board in the hopes of continuing to spread a message of unity to my generation. Additionally, September 11th has emerged as a national day of service, a day to come together and assist those in need. On this day, students around the country mobilized to take part in service learning projects in memory of the victims of the attack and in honor of the soldiers who fought in its aftermath. These charitable activities and unity programs instill pride in our youth and challenge them to become leaders in their communities. Still, good deeds in themselves are not enough to fulfill the responsibility that history has placed on us. In the interest of our future, now is the time to remove the debris from our own eyes. We must heal our divisions and see each other as part of the same American family, because history reminds us that when we act as one people, as one nation, we can overcome any obstacle. Hence, learning from our history is our hope for the future, and rekindling a lasting sense of unity must be America's number one priority. Thank you.